Hare Krishna. The soul is not far out. It is far in. Some people think that the soul is far out. It is incomprehensible, unbelievable. How can there be something called a soul? People ask sometimes. Actually, the soul is not far out, it is far in. Or far in means the soul rises at the very core of our being, beyond the body, beyond the mind, beyond the intelligence, beyond the ego. So, it is far in. And that is why it is difficult for people to perceive it. When our consciousness is caught in a limited framework, then we can't perceive things beyond it. If we are, say, caught in a situation, something like a virtual reality, as is depicted in, say, movies like Matrix, then those who are caught in that reality become oblivious to the reality beyond it. And they think that is the reality, all that is. And if somebody tells them that there is a big world beyond it, they will think it is far out. And it's unbelievable. But actually, it is not unbelievable. It is real. But they are locked within a small world. Similarly, we are locked in the small world that is present at the material level of reality. We are locked in the world which is the... We are locked in the world which is at the material level. Our consciousness is the material level because we look for and hope for material pleasures. And the Bhagavad Gita indicates that actually people find it difficult to understand the soul. Ascharyavad pashyati kashchidenam Ascharyavad vadthai vachanya Ascharyavad chainam anya shrunoti Shutvapyenam vedana chaiva kashchet. So this is 2.29 in the Bhagavad Gita. Ascharyavat pashyati kashchidenam. Some people see the soul as amazing. When they gain spiritual realization, they can see the soul. How amazing it is, the soul. Ascharyavat vadati tathaiva chanyaha. Some people talk about the soul as amazing. Ascharyavat chainam anya shrunoti. Some other people hear of the soul as amazing. Shutvapyenam vedana chaiva kashchid. And there are still others who, no matter how much they hear of the soul, they just can't figure it out. They just don't get it. So these are the people who say that the soul is far out. So why don't they get it? Because they are too caught at the material level of reality. So now, when our consciousness is caught in matter, at that time, we can't perceive spirit. And we can't perceive spirit, we can't relish spirit. Leave alone relishing, we can't even perceive it. So if gradually, if we, after repeated frustration in the pursuit of material things, we become disappointed and disillusioned, then we turn inwards. Actually, even then there is a further another illusion that we may fall to. And that illusion is the illusion of identifying with our mind. Because it is our mind that has become frustrated, it is our mind that has become disappointed. So we start thinking of ways in which to pacify the mind. And if we think that if I become pacify the mind, then I'll become peaceful, I'll become happy. But actually, we need to go beyond the mind also. The mind is not the soul. Soul is, the mind is simply a subtler covering on the soul. The mind is a link between the body and the soul. And that's why the mind, the body, the soul, we are, the soul is far in. And we need the spiritual wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita by which we can go beyond both bodily misidentification and mental misidentification. We don't misidentify with the gross body nor with the subtle body. And then ultimately we realize the soul. The Bhagavad Gita recommends Bhakti Yoga as the best process for realizing the soul. Because with this process, we can rapidly gain spiritual experiences, and what seems far out becomes accessible by the process of bhakti. Because we start experiencing ourselves as soul, because we experience such happiness at the spiritual level of reality. And thus, we move onwards in our journey towards Krishna very rapidly. So the soul is far in, and we can go inwards by practicing the process of Bhakti Yoga, which takes our consciousness towards Krishna, who is residing in our heart. And thus, with spiritual wisdom, with the philosophical wisdom of the Gita, and with the yogic, with the Bhakti Yoga process recommended in the Gita, we can go far in, and then we realize that the soul is not far out. The soul is the central, fundamental reality of life. And actually, it is who we are. And everything that we experience, including the idea that the soul is far out, none of them would be possible if the soul were not existing. Thus, we accept, realize and accept the soul as our core self. Thank you. Hare Krishna.